So let's review. The Gemara continues its explanation of the previous Mishnah regarding the laws of Tekiyah Shofar. The Mishnah had mentioned Upiv Mitzuh Bezav. The mouth of the shofar was covered with gold. The Braisa clarifies that it depends. B'malkam Hanochas Piv Pasal. If the shofar is covered on the area where one puts his mouth, the blowing is invalid, as Rashi explains. Shat Tekiyah Bezav V'lei B'shofar. He's blowing into a gold instrument, not directly into the shofar. However, Shalei B'malkam Hanochas Piv Kasher. If the shofar is covered in gold, not on the spot where he puts his mouth, but a bit further, the tekiyahs are valid, and our Mishnah is referring to such a case. The Mishnah had taught as well, v'shtechat tzoytzim min hatzdadim. Two trumpets were blown on either side of the shofar. The Gemara asks, v'trei kolim mishtamoi, can two sounds be heard simultaneously? We've learned in the Braisa that when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, socher v'shamer v'dibur echad nemru, masha'ein ha'pei yuchayla ladaber, v'ein ha'ozen yuchayla shmaya. The words Zachar and Shamar were heard simultaneously, a miracle which is otherwise humanly impossible. The Gemara answers, L'kach marech b'shofar. For this reason indeed, the shofar blasts are sounded longer than the trumpet blast to be heard clearly. However, the Gemara questions from other sources whether one would be yetzer with a partial tekiyah, and therefore answers, Tartei kali mechad gavri le mishtamoi, mitrei gavri mishtamoi. Two sounds from one person are indeed not audible. However, from two separate people or sources, they are clearly audible. The Gemara challenges this as well from a Braisa in Masechtas Brachas. B'tayra echad karev echad metargim, v'vach lohe echad karev b'shnei metargimin, from which we see that even if two people are reading, they cannot be heard together. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, haleidami el seifa, v'hal u'megillah filasar karen. Regarding hearing Megillah reciting Howl, even 10 people reading together will be heard. Alma kiven achavev yavadayte, as Rashi explains. Chadosha hiloi. These items are a novelty, since they are not recited often, and people are excited to hear them, pay more attention. Hachanami kiven achavev yavadayte b'shama. Similarly, tekiyah shofar, which is sounded once a year, and is such a special mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, people listen carefully and hear the shofar blast even with the trumpets sounding alongside the shofar. The Gemara asks, Eloma marach b'shofar. If so, there is no practical need to sustain the sound of the shofar longer than the sound of the trumpets. It is done only for emphasis, leidish mitzvah sayayim b'shofar, to highlight the point that the mitzvah of the day is the shofar and not the trumpets. The Gemara continues to clarify more points mentioned in the previous Mishnah. V'tainyis b'shal zacharim kefufin, u'piyeh mitzvah pekesef. On fast days, bent horns were used and their mouths were covered with silver, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, when they were covered with gold. The Gemara offers two explanations for the difference. Kol kinufti bekesefu. All public gatherings were announced with silver trumpets, as the pasuk says, Aseh lecha shtecha tzoytzis kesef, v'hari lecha lemikra ha'eda. Therefore, on fast days, we commemorate with silver. Hatara chasa al b'moin shel Yisrael. The Torah generally seeks to spare us great expense. Nevertheless, kavod yom tov adif. On Rosh Hashanah, they use gold because the honor of yom tov overrides this point. The Gemara clarifies and cites a Braisa. B'med v'mamurim b'mikdash, chatzaitzes were only used in the Beis HaMikdash. Based on the Pasuk, b'chatzaitzes were called Shefa Hari l'fnei HaMelech Hashem. Only l'fnei HaMelech Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash are chatzaitzes used together with the Shefer. Aval b'gvulin, makom sheyesh chatzaitzes ein Shefer, makom sheyesh Shefer ein chatzaitzes. But outside of the Har HaBayis, we only use one of the two. On Tainis, we use chatzaitzes, but not Shefer. Rosh Hashanah, we use a Shefer, but no chatzaitzes. The Mishnah taught further, Shavah HaYevel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiyah V'L'Brachas. The mitzvah of Shofar blown on Yom Kippur of Yevel is similar to that of Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi explains, L'Tkiyah in that we use Pshutin, a straight Shofar of Yevel, V'L'Brachas that we also add the Brachas of Malchus Chayinz V'Shofaris as we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Shmuel Bar Yitzchak points out that the text which we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, Zeh HaYom Tchilas Masecha, Zekaron L'Yom Rishon, this day commemorates Hashem's creation of the world, follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created at the beginning of the month of Tishrei, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds B'Nisan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nisan. Furthermore, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, this Nusach is appropriate only Rosh Hashanah, therefore on Yom Kippur of Yevil, although Malchus Chayinz V'Shofaris is recited, this passage is omitted. Zak the Mishnah, Shofar Shenistik V'Davka Yipasel, a shofar which cracked and was glued, or Divek Shivri Shofaris Pasel, several pieces of shofar glued together, are both invalid for Tekiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains, as we learned on the previous daf, Shofar Rachmana V'Lishtayim Mishal Shofaris, Shofar must be one unit and not a composite of several pieces. Nakavis sasmai, if the shofar had a hole which was then filled. Imma akavis at kia apostle vimlav kasher. If the filled hole alters the sound of the shofar from what it was beforehand, it's invalid. However, if the sound remains the same, the shofar is valid. The Mishnah continues. If someone blows the shofar into a pit or into a barrel, imkol shofar shama yatsa, imkol havar shama lo yatsa. If one hears the actual sound of the shofar, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. The Gemara explains this to be eisin ha'im nimibar, those who are in the pit. The Rosh explains that in the pit, one can distinguish between the actual sound and the echo. And as the Gemara said earlier, there's no issue of trikolah lemishtamay b'shofar. However, if he hears the echo, he's not yotze. The Gemara explains this to be eisin ha'im demasvas habar, those who are outside the pit, who cannot distinguish between the actual sound and the echo. The Gemara also explains on the next daf that he cannot be yotze with the beginning of the actual sound before the echo began, because one cannot be yotze with a partial tkiyah. Similarly, as the Mishnah, Misha haya oiver achayir beis haknesses, oishay space beis hasamach beis haknesses, v'shama kol shofar kol megillah. One who is passing by or lives near a shul where they were blowing shofar reading the Megillah, im kivin libo yatsa, then lav lo yatsa. If he had intent to fulfill the mitzvah, he's yatsa, and if not, he's not yatsa. The Gemara cites a braisa with various halachas regarding the shofar. Tan Rabbanan, arach v'katsoy kasha. If one shortened the shofar, it's a valid shofar. Kardoy beimi b'fnem mei b'machutz, v'hamidoy al galdoy kasha. If one scraped the shofar from inside or outside, leaving a very thin shofar, it's valid. Tzipero zav b'makom anachas per apostle. If one covered the mouthpiece of the shofar with gold, or any other covering for that matter, where one places the mouth, it's invalid. Shalei b'makom anachas per kasher. If it is covered in any area other than where one puts his mouth, it's valid. Tzipero zav mibifnem pasul. If one covered the shofar with gold from the inside, it's invalid. Mibachotz im nishtana koyle mekamayisha haya pasul. Imlav kasher. If it was covered from the outside, it's valid as long as the covering does not alter the sound of the shofar. Nothing shofar b'teich shofar. If one placed one shofar inside another shofar, imkol panim yishama yatsa. If the mouthpiece of the inner shofar protrudes so that he's actually blowing only the inner shofar, it's valid. Imkol chitzin shama lo yatsa. If the inner shofar is shorter than the outer shofar, and he is thus in essence blowing from two shofars, the shofar's sounds are invalid in performing the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Hafche v'taka b'lo yatsa. If one reversed the shofar, which means that he softened the shofar by placing it in hot water, and widened the narrow part and made the wide part narrow, the shofar is invalid because the pasuk states, "V'havarta shofar truah b'chol aratzachem derech havarasa b'inan." It must be blown in the same fashion as it is on the ram's head. The Gemara continues. If one added on any piece to the shofar, whether of its kind or not of its kind, it's invalid because it is considered more than one shofar. If a hole developed in the shofar and it was filled, whether with the same in or with a different substance, the shofar is not valid. Rav Nosson holds that if it was filled with shofar substance, it's valid. If filled with any other substance, it's not valid. There's a machlekes rishonim in how to reconcile this braisa with our Mishnah, which mentions ma'akaves atkiyah, a change in the sound as disqualifying the shofar. Rav Yochanan qualifies further, and there are two versions. Two conditions must be met for the shofar to be kosher, b'minoy, and nishtai rubay, the majority of the shofar remains intact without any holes or imperfections. Two conditions must be met for the shofar to be pasul, shalei b'minoy and shenifches rubay, less than the majority was left intact. The braisa continues. Nistak la'arkei pasul, l'rachboi im nishtari b'shir tkiyah kasher. If the shofar is cracked in the length, it's pasul. If it is cracked in the width, it is kosher, provided that a shir of tkiyah remains intact above the crack. Shem Gamliel defines this to mean, k'dei she'yachazenu b'yadoi b'yir l'kan l'kan. It should be large enough so that when he holds the shofar in his hand, the two ends still protrude from either side of his hand, which is the minimum shir of a shofar. If the sound coming out of the shofar was faint, deep, or hoarse sounding, it's a valid sound. Because any type of sound produced by the shofar is acceptable in fulfilling the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. If he did not remove the bone from inside the shofar, rather he drilled a hole through the bone and blew through that hole, he is yotzeh.